It's November the 26th. Let's read the Bible. Welcome back, friends, to this year-long journey from Genesis to Revelation in just 1 year. Hey, it is so good to have you with us. Thank you for all your comments. Thank you for sharing these videos with your friends. Thank you for liking them and subscribing to the Keep Believing channel on YouTube and on Rumble. All of that makes a great deal of difference to us. Got a nice note from someone who said, "Pastor Ray, I have been blessed in a special way. I have grown to love God's Word even more, and I look forward to your voice and commentary. I have never read the Bible in a year. It makes me giddy with joy to know that after years of reading the Bible since a young girl, I can finally say that at 50, that I will have done so. By God's grace." Thank you again, Pastor Ray. God bless. And thank you. Thank you for joining us. Isn't it wonderful that together we can experience the Word of God together? And I think there are probably a lot of people say exactly what this friend said, that this year is the first time they've ever done it. Now, we're going to wrap up this little mini-series in the book of Psalms. We've been going through Psalms 121 through 135, and we come today to 132, 133, 134, and 135. The first three of these psalms are the songs of ascent. These are the choruses, the worship choruses, the campfire songs that the Jews would sing as they were making their way up the mountains into the great city of Jerusalem there to worship the Lord. Now, of these 15 psalms of ascent, the heart of them, the most important one, the key one, is this first one here, Psalm 132. It's the first one today. It's not the first one in the series, but it is easily the longest of the songs of ascent. So this is a song they would sing reminding themselves that God had made a covenant with his people, a covenant he will not break. You'll see it. So, Lord, as we come today to your word, these wonderful songs, may there be a song in our heart as we listen, as we read. May the joy, may the truth of these songs be ours today in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 132, a song of ascents. Oh, Lord, remember David and all the hardships he endured. He swore an oath to the Lord and made a vow to the mighty one of Jacob. I will not enter my house or go to my bed. I will allow no sleep to my eyes, no slumber to my eyelids, till I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling for the mighty one of Jacob. We heard it in Ephrathah. We came upon it in the fields of Jair. Let us go to his dwelling place. Let us worship at his footstool. Arise, O Lord, and come to your resting place, you and the ark of your might. May your priests be clothed with righteousness. May your saints sing for joy. For the sake of David, your servant, do not reject your anointed one. The Lord swore an oath to David, a sure oath, that he will not revoke. One of your descendants I will place on your throne. If your sons keep my covenant and the statutes I teach them, then their sons will sit on your throne forever and ever. For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his dwelling. This is my resting place forever and ever. Here I will sit enthroned, for I have desired it. I will bless her with abundant provisions. Her poor will I satisfy with food. I will clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints will ever sing for joy. Here I will make a horn grow for David and set up a lamp for my anointed one. I will clothe his enemies with shame, but the crown on his head will be resplendent." A psalm fulfilled in many ways in David, in other ways through Solomon and the building of the temple and the kings who would be there, but ultimately to be fulfilled by the Lord Jesus Christ, who will return and reign from David's throne in Jerusalem. Psalm 133, the song of ascents of David. How good and pleasant it is When brothers live together in unity, it is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down upon the collar of his robes. It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion, for there the Lord bestows his blessing, even life forevermore. Praise the Lord. This is Psalm 134. I was just rolling right into it. Psalm 134, a song of ascent. Praise the Lord, all you servants of the Lord who minister by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and praise the Lord. May the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, bless you from Zion. Thus ends the 15 Psalms of Ascent, the songs they would sing on their way to Jerusalem. But now, there are two Psalms together, Psalm 135 and Psalm 136. We'll get 135 today, and in a couple of weeks, two or three weeks, when we get to the final grouping of Psalms, we're going to get to the second one, because these two go together, Psalm 135, Psalm 136, 135 right now. But just carrying on this theme, praise the Lord, Psalm 135, praise the Lord, praise the name of the Lord, praise Him, you servants of the Lord, you who minister in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of God, praise the Lord, for the Lord is good, sing praise to His name, for that is pleasant. For the Lord has chosen Jacob to be His own, Israel to be His treasured possession. I know that the Lord is great, that our Lord is greater than all gods. The Lord does whatever pleases Him in the heavens and on the earth, in the seas and all their depths. He makes the clouds rise from the ends of the earth. He sends lightning with the rain and brings out the wind from His storehouses. He struck down the firstborn of Egypt, the firstborn of men and animals. He sent His signs and wonders into your midst, O Egypt, against Pharaoh and all his servants. He struck down many nations and killed many kings, Sihon, king of the Amorites, Og, king of Bashan, and all the kings of Canaan. And He gave their land as an inheritance to His people Israel. Your name, O Lord, endures forever. Your renown, O Lord, throughout all generations, for the Lord will vindicate His people and have compassion on His servants. The idols of the nations are silver and gold, made by the hands of men. They have mouths but cannot speak, eyes but cannot see, ears but cannot hear, nor is there breath in their mouths. Those who make them will be like them, and so will all who trust in them. O house of Israel, praise the Lord. O house of Aaron, praise the Lord. O house of Levi, praise the Lord. You who fear Him, praise the Lord. Praised be to the Lord from Zion, to Him who dwells in Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. You've got your marching orders now. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. His name endures forever. Praise the Lord. The Lord will vindicate His people. Praise the Lord. The Lord has compassion on all His servants. Praise the Lord. The Lord does, I got to get this verse in here. What's this great psalm here? The Lord does whatever pleases Him. Praise the Lord. In the heavens and on the earth, praise the Lord. In the seas and all their depths, praise the Lord. Through the wind and the rain and all the storms and in the working out of history, God makes His will known. He does whatever pleases Him. It's like Psalm 115, verse 3. The Lord does whatever pleases Him. We should praise His name. So, you got your marching orders, friends. Go out and have a great day. Go out with a song in your heart. Praise to the Lord on your lips. God has been so good. I don't know, this last 3 days of reading these Psalms has just refreshed my soul so much. So, let the whole world praise the Lord. And if they won't, let you and me do it. Okay? That's our deal today. If your neighbors won't, we will. If your friends won't, we will. If some frustrated people out there will not praise the Lord, then let you and me make up the difference. Let's go out and praise the Lord today. Have a great day. Praise Him all day long. God bless, and guess what? Come back tomorrow. We're going to be in the book of Hosea. It's a real change of pace. Better get ready. Praise the Lord. Have a great day. Come back tomorrow. We'll do this again.